Ένας από τους σημαντικότερους καλλιτέχνες της ηλεκτρονικής και όχι μόνο μουσικής, με μια καριέρα που ξεκίνησε το 1989 και με περισσότερα από 20 εκατομμύρια σε πωλήσεις. Ο Μόμπι σε μια αποκλειστική συνέντευξή του στον Ενλευκό 87,7, στο ενλευκό.fm και στο Ενλευκό App, με ευκαιρία την κυκλοφορία του Reprise, του 19ου στούντιο άλμπουμ του. Το Reprise, το καινούριο σου άλμπουμ, έχει ηχογραφηθεί σε συνεργασία με την Budapest Art Orchestra. Πώς προέκυψε αυτή η συνεργασία, ποια είναι η ιστορία πίσω από αυτή τη συνεργασία?
Well, when I was very, very young, I actually studied music theory and classical music. So, approaching music this way is sort of in my musical DNA. Even though I went on to play in punk rock bands and make electronic music. So, a few years ago, when Deutsche Grammophon asked me to make an orchestral greatest hits, I jumped at the chance. I got very excited because I thought that emotionally it could be potentially really special, but also it was a way of almost using my old skills as a, you know, an arranger and someone who used to study music theory.
Το να δουλεύεις με ορχήστρα και χοροδία ή να δουλεύεις μόνος σου σε ένα στούντιο. Ποια από τα δύο αυτά θεωρείς τη μεγαλύτερη πρόκληση?
Well, working alone is very familiar to me. And sometimes working alone, in fact, a lot of times working alone can be wonderful because, you know, I can try out tons of different ideas and experiment as much as I want to, but by definition, working alone, I'm only one person. And so there are limits to what I can do by myself. And of course, working with a lot of people, you know, string quartets, choirs, orchestras, you have less ability to experiment, but especially when you're working with phenomenal classical musicians and phenomenal singers, they are capable of doing things that I'm just not capable of doing on my own. And so it's actually really exciting working with incredibly talented people.
Όταν ηχογράφησες ξανά για το νέο σου άλμπουμ Reprise κάποια από τα σημαντικά σου τραγούδια, όπως το Go, για παράδειγμα, ήρθες σε επαφή με τον τότε αυτό σου ή προσέγγισες τα πάντα ως κάτι εντελώς καινούριο?
Well, one of the fascinating things about music is that it can serve as a time capsule, or almost like a time travel machine. You know, I feel that way when I listen to other people's music. You know, when I listen to the album Lodger by David Bowie, I instantly remember being 13 or 14 years old and listening to it on my mom's stereo in our living room in Connecticut. And it's even more so the case with music that I've made. So, for example, Go, you know, when I wrote Go, I was living in an abandoned factory. I had no running water. I had no bathroom. I was living in a crack neighborhood. And I didn't even have a record deal. And it's so interesting to remember both what I was like back then and what the world was like. I mean, that was 1989 or 1990 when that was first written. And it is fascinating to revisit that, you know, the memories.
Βλέπω στο λεξικό ότι Reprise στα ελληνικά μεταφράζεται ως επανεκτίμηση. Reprise στη μουσική, ok, αλλά τι συμβαίνει με την επανεκτίμηση στη ζωή? Βαριέσαι εύκολα ή σου αρέσει να ανακαλύπτεις από την αρχή πρόσωπα και καταστάσεις?
Well, I basically feel like I'm very easily bored, but boredom indicates to me that I'm just being lazy and not making enough of an effort to be interested in what's going on around me. I mean, because the universe is such a remarkably fascinating place. And if I start paying attention to any aspect of the universe, it's incredibly interesting, whether that's, you know, religious systems, philosophical systems, physics, biology, astrophysics, microbiology. I mean, the world is so fascinating. So if I'm not fascinated by the world, I'm clearly just being lazy and not paying enough attention.
Κυκλοφόρησε λοιπόν το νέο σου άλμπουμ, το Reprise, αλλά σχεδόν ταυτόχρονα κυκλοφόρησε και ένα ντοκιμαντέρ με τίτλο Moby Doc για τη ζωή, την καριέρα σου, την επιτυχία, τη χρήση ουσιών, το αλκοόλ. Με αυτόν τον τρόπο τελικά θέλεις να συμβουλεύσεις τους άλλους ή μήπως κατά βάθος είναι μια προσπάθεια αυτοκριτικής, μια προσπάθεια να τα βρεις με τον εαυτό σου?
Yeah, on one hand, making the movie Moby Doc and even writing memoirs is a form of therapy, you know, it's a form of trying to gain more understanding around myself, but it's also a way of, you know, trying to be honest and share my story in the hope that other people might be able to avoid the mistakes that I've made or might be able to learn things from my experience, because I'm so grateful when other people are willing to share their stories that I just feel like I should be willing to make the effort to honestly share my story.
Είχες πει ότι ο David Bowie είναι ένας από τους καλύτερους μουσικούς ever και ο πιο αγαπημένος σου καλλιτέχνης. Και κάποια στιγμή λοιπόν ο David Bowie μετακομίζει στο απέναντι σπίτι, γίνεστε γείτονες και τελικά φίλοι. Πώς είναι να μοιράζεσαι στιγμές της καθημερινότητας με το μουσικό σου ίνδαλμα και να δουλεύεις τελικά μαζί του? Μήπως αυτός είναι ο λόγος που στο Reprise έχεις διασκευάσει το Heroes?
Well, one of the strangest things about being a public figure musician is meeting your heroes, no pun intended. You know, meeting with or working with people I had so much respect for growing up, you know, whether it's David Lynch, whether it's David Bowie. And with David Bowie especially, he was my favorite musician of all time. And so all of the time that he and I spent together as friends, working on music together, going on tour, I was always pretending to be normal. You know, I was pretending that being friends with the greatest musician of all time was normal, when inside I was always so anxious and just amazed that I was friends with David Bowie. And the version of Heroes that's on Reprise is very much a testament to my friendship with David Bowie and also just my love for that song, you know, and the fact that David and I got to play that song on acoustic guitar together just alone in my living room. And so that's why I wanted to include it on Reprise.
I will be king. And you will be queen. Just for one day, we can be heroes. Just for one day.
Έχεις συνεργαστεί με πάρα πολλά μεγάλα ονόματα της μουσικής τα τελευταία 20 χρόνια. Ποιοι είναι αυτοί που ήθελες να δουλέψετε μαζί, αλλά τελικά δεν τα κατάφερες?
Well, one of my dreams had always been to make a very sort of romantic R&B record with Prince. I didn't know Prince, but I love his quiet songs. You know, like, I mean, some of the loud songs are great too, but like his quiet ballads I always really loved. And my other dream was to always work with Leonard Cohen someday. So I would say that, you know, Prince and Leonard Cohen for me, very sadly, were the two collaborators who got away.
Ξεκίνησες με ηλεκτρονική μουσική και αργότερα ηχογραφείς το εξαιρετικό Animal Rights, ένα alternative album, και μετά πάλι επιστροφή στην ηλεκτρόνικα. Το να μετακινείς ανάμεσα σε διαφορετικά μουσικά είδη αντικατοπτρίζει τη στάση ζωής που έχεις τη δεδομένη στιγμή ή απλά είναι η ανάγκη να εξερευνήσεις διάφορες πτυχές της μουσικής?
Well, musically, I learned at an early age that I love different genres, but I have no loyalty to genre. You know, my loyalty is to the ability of music to create emotion, you know, and I get very excited about folk music and about speed metal and about disco and about hip hop and about classical music. So really, it's what I'm looking for is the I guess, the thread or the through line that is found in all music. And I just, it seems like it would be really sad and limiting to only work within one genre of music. I understand how that can professionally make things easier for people, but it seems very arbitrary and restrictive.
Είσαι vegan και έχεις και τατού στο λαιμό σου τη φράση vegan for life. Μάλιστα μίλησες πάρα πολλές φορές για το veganισμό στην περίοδο της πανδημίας. Καταφέρνεις να περάσεις αυτή σου την άποψη στη μουσική σου?
Well, musically, I've always wanted to write issue-oriented songs. I've always wanted to write songs about politics, about animal rights, about environmental issues. But the truth is, I'm not good at writing issue-oriented songs. So I sort of had to accept a while ago that the music that I make tends to be more emotional, at times spiritual. And I then use my platform as a public figure to try to draw attention to the issues that are important to me. And yes, no issue is more important to me than working on behalf of animal rights, both to save animals, but also to save humanity. You know, using animals for food causes climate change, deforestation, antibiotic resistance, pandemics, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. So it's very important to me to remind people that killing animals is also killing us.
Extreme ways are back again, extreme places I didn't know. I broke everything new again, everything that I'd owned. I threw it out the windows, came along. Extreme ways I know will part the colors of my sea. All perfect coloring. Extreme ways it held me, it held me out late at night. Extreme places I'd gone, I'd never seen any light. Dirty basements, dirty noise, dirty places coming through. Extreme ways alone.
Έχουμε διαβάσει ότι στο παρελθόν έχεις κάνει κάποια DJ sets σε sex parties. Πόσο περίεργο ήταν, είχε κάποιο ενδιαφέρον τελικά ή απλά ήταν μια δουλειά κι αυτό?
Well, I only DJed a couple of different sex parties and it was especially strange because it happened about 31 years ago and at that time I was a sober Christian. I mean, obviously time passed and I had a period where I was very much not sober. And now, I mean, I love the teachings of Christ, but I don't think of myself as a Christian in any normal sense. But back then I was, you know, sober and quite a serious Christian. And it was very strange to find myself, you know, DJing at sex parties, you know, after going to Bible study.
Για ποιο από αυτά που έχεις κάνει στην καριέρα σου είσαι υπερήφανος? Και για ποιο έχεις μετανιώσει?
Well, in terms of regrets, one of my only regrets is the period in the early 2000s when I was a bit too preoccupied with fame and commercial success. I mean, the truth is I don't actually regret anything because I think that even mistakes can be remarkably educational. And so I've learned more from mistakes than I have from successes. So even though I think that I've made a lot of mistakes, I wouldn't want to change them. And in terms of being proud of anything, I guess I'm proud of the fact that no matter what happens in my life, I keep working. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, if you get attacked publicly or if you have public failure, it's very easy to retreat. And I almost appreciate the stupidity that I have in just constantly continuing to work and try and, you know, to make new things, even if a lot of people at times seem to dislike me.
Θυμάσαι το συνέστημα που ένιωσες όταν άκουσες για πρώτη φορά τραγούδι σου στο ραδιόφωνο?
Well, I remember actually very clearly the first time I heard one of my songs on the radio and I couldn't believe it had happened. It was in Los Angeles. There was a radio station here briefly called Mars FM, and they played alternative rock, but they also played early techno. You know, this was 1990 or 91. And I remember being in a car And my song Go came on the radio, and I couldn't believe that anyone had heard my music. I certainly couldn't believe that my music was being heard on the radio. It was so surprising, because I had never expected to have a record deal. I certainly had never expected anyone to hear my music, let alone hear it on the radio.
Ποια είναι η πιο πολύτιμη συμβουλή που θα έδινες σε ένα νέο μουσικό?
The most important advice I would give to a young musician would be to learn how to do everything. There are some people who are so talented that they can only do one thing. You know, I mean, I think of like on Reprise, Gregory Porter, who sings on Natural Blues, like his voice is so strong, he can be a singer. You know, he doesn't have to learn how to be, play a bunch of different instruments or be an engineer, because his voice is so good, he can really focus on that. But for the rest of us, we have to learn how to produce, how to engineer, how to DJ, how to play instruments, how to do all these other different things. So that would be my advice, is if you want to have a life as a musician, learn how to do everything.
Ένας πολύ αγαπημένος μας καλλιτέχνης και μια πολύ ενδιαφέρουσα προσωπικότητα. Ευχαριστούμε πολύ, Μόμπι.
Thank you so much, N. Lefko, for making me the artist of the month for July 2021.